You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. In a church choir, you know it's unlikely that you'll get to call the shots. The choir director picks which songs you sing and how you sing them. And if you're not the best vocalist, you might be slowly but politely ushered out. But in individual homes across the country, people are holding more democratic singings where everyone is welcome. It's called Sacred Harp Singing. I checked it out at the home of Bill and Martha Beverly in Kalamazoo.
Now shall my inward joys arise, embers into a song.
The name Sacred Harp comes from an unusual Christian tune book called The Sacred Harp. Instead of using round notes, every note in the book has a different shape that helps you find your way through the music. Singer Marion Mitchell of Lansing says, for those who already know how to read music, it can be confusing. But Kalamazoo Group founder Martha Beverly says, if you can learn to read the notes, you can sing just about anything in Sacred Harp. She says, it's a way of writing music specifically to help people sight read. Before they sing a song, the group sings the notes first.
I'm Martha Beverly. We are trained voices. This is community singing. And so really anybody who can hold a pitch in a bucket ought to be doing this. This is just for fun, for the community of it, and basically leave your vibrato at the door. We sit in a hollow square facing each other. We don't stand in a line in front of an audience. We don't really do gigs. I mean, we did in our early years just to introduce the community, but now I think Kalamazoo knows who we are, what we are. But it's most natural to sit in this hollow square where we see each other. We're singing really with and for each other.
Bill Beverly says this music goes way back. It's considered America's first choral music.
The singing in the colonies was pretty rough and ready. It descended from the psalm singers of England, which was a not very delightful music. It was more shouted than sung. So there were singing school masters who went around from place to place and taught congregations to sing. And quite often they would write tunes.
Starting in the 1830s, Sacred Harp music was quickly overtaken by European harmonies. But Beverly says it was still alive and well in the Appalachian Mountains and eventually spread to the South. He says it stayed there until after World War II, when people started moving into cities.
In those big churches in the cities, well, they ran into all kinds of music that had very little to do with Sacred Harp. And so there were whole generations of people who simply did not sing this, even though their parents and grandparents before them had done it for generations.
Now Sacred Harp music is sung all over the United States. There are even groups in Ireland and Japan. Martha Beverly says people often drive several hours to attend singings. She says she and Bill have met hundreds of friends this way.
We've seen Sacred Harp marriages happen in the 20 years we've been singing, and Sacred Harp babies being born. It's lovely.
Though it can be a spiritual experience, Marion Mitchell says you don't need to be Christian or even religious.
In fact, when you're at singings, it's kind of impolite to talk about either religion or politics.
So why sing this music? Cecilia Kramer from Okemos says, it's just that sound.
I want to hear that music. It's just like heroin for me. I want that sound.
Awake, asleep.
Awake, asleep. At home, abroad. At home, abroad. At home, abroad. I am surrounded still with God.
The next Sacred Harp Sing in Kalamazoo is Sunday night from 4 to 6, followed by a potluck. For more info, follow the link on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.